Welcome to Signal Intelligence. Today is Monday, May 25th, 2026. Google I/O 2026, Gemini Omni and the Agentic Era Declared. What it is? Google unveiled Gemini Omni, Gemini Spark Agents, an AI-powered universal cart with autonomous purchasing, and Android XR glasses, framing the full lineup as the arrival of an agentic era. Why it matters. Google is repositioning Gemini from chatbot to universal operating layer, capable of acting autonomously across search, YouTube, Android, and enterprise workflows, a direct challenge to every incumbent software vendor. Reality check. Developer conference announcements routinely outpace shipping timelines. Autonomous purchasing and XR hardware face meaningful regulatory and adoption hurdles before enterprise scale. OpenAI posts. Nearly $6 billion in Q1 revenue, Codex named growth driver. What it is, OpenAI reported approximately $6 billion in Q1 2026 revenue, with its Codex coding agent platform credited alongside core API and consumer products as a major contributor. Why it matters. The figure validates that agentic developer tooling, not just raw model access, is where enterprise AI spend is accelerating fastest. Reality check. OpenAI projects $17 billion in spending for 2026 alone, meaning the company remains deeply unprofitable. Revenue growth and path to margin are separate conversations. Frontier Labs, race to capture financial services with agent tooling. What it is? Within a 72-hour window, both Anthropic and OpenAI announced enterprise deployment arms and financial services partnerships, shipping agent tooling explicitly targeting Wall Street's most critical workflows. Why it matters? Simultaneous moves by the two leading labs signals the financial sector has crossed from AI pilot phase to production intent purchasing, a major inflection point for regulated industry adoption. Reality check. U.S. and EU regulators have not established clear frameworks for AI agents in regulated workflows, creating compliance exposure that could stall actual deployment despite deal announcements. Camunda launches. Process OS, Agentic OS for Enterprise Transformation. What it is? At CamundaCon 2026, Camunda announced Process OS, an AI-powered layer that discovers, re-engineers, and continuously optimizes business processes as agentic workflows, now in closed beta. Why it matters. Process OS targets the gap between AI capability and enterprise process adoption, positioning itself as infrastructure for organizations that need AI to redesign end-to-end operations, not just automate existing steps. Reality check. Closed beta means production validation is months away. AI-driven process re-engineering is a crowded category with a history of over-promising transformation timelines. Minimax M2.7 opens agent platform with self-improvement architecture. What it is, Minimax released M2.7, a model built for complex agentic workflows with agent teams, dynamic tool search, and early self-improvement capabilities, and opened its general agent platform fully to developers. Why it matters. As a strong open access competitor, M2.7 gives enterprise developers capable agentic infrastructure without vendor lock-in to major lab pricing structures, meaningfully changing cost-benefit calculations. Reality check. Self-improvement here means inference time reasoning refinement, not autonomous retraining. Practical gains for most enterprise deployments remain incremental relative to the marketing language. Frontier-level agentic model, released at $1.50 per million dollars tokens. What it is, a newly released frontier model with 1 million token context, scoring 76.2% on Terminal Bench 2.1, priced at $1.50 as input and $9 output per million tokens, is positioning as the cost performance leader for coding and agent tasks. Why it matters. Price compression at the frontier tier changes enterprise economics dramatically. Agentic tasks previously too expensive to run at scale become viable, accelerating both experimentation and production rollout. Reality check. Launch pricing often reflects market acquisition strategy. Enterprises building cost models on current rates should scenario plan for adjustments as providers respond to real demand curves. OpenAI Codex earns leader position in Gartner 2026. AI Coding Agents Quadrant. What it is, Gartner formally recognized OpenAI's Codex in its 2026 Magic Quadrant for Enterprise AI Coding Agents, citing innovation and enterprise-scale deployment capability. Why it matters. Gartner placement functions as a procurement accelerator in large organizations. Being named a leader shortens deal cycles with IT buyers who rely on analyst reports as primary qualification filters. Reality check. The Magic Quadrant reflects analyst assessment at a point in time in a category evolving monthly. AI tooling leadership positions can shift significantly faster than traditional enterprise software markets.